What's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Almost Brothers Podcast. Tyler, did you count all those?
No, I didn't count.
No,
I got didn't. Six.
Just a guess. I got six, I think. That's so funny. On today's episode, thank you for joining us yet again. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to fight through disappointment. We all get disappointed. How do we fight through it? Keep your head up. Keep your nose clean. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that even meant. I think I know what it means, I guess. Like, to stay out of trouble, right? Is that what that means?
That's generally what nose clean means, yeah.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
The cocaine.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was like, you know, stay clean, stay out of trouble. That's what I was getting out of it anyway. How y'all doing today?
I hear you.
Yes.
Just yes.
Correct.
That's so funny.
We're hanging in there, man.
Hey, that's all you could do, man. That's all you could do. How did youth go last night?
Missouri is a darker place without the Simmons in it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you.
It's a little cloudy outside.
We sure do miss y'all, that's for sure. But man, we talked about this the last couple of weeks. We just are excited about what God is doing here at the City Church, Opelika, Alabama. But we miss y'all nonetheless.
Yes, sir.
But I'll be down a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me, boy.
That'll work.
How did the doctor's appointment go today?
Dentist, it went fine. He's fine.
Fine.
He's a kid that has teeth. I mean, he's a kid.
You know, he has teeth. They're in there. Yeah, yeah, so we'll just jump right into it, man. How to just overcome disappointment. You know, we set ourselves up and we want things and we dream for things, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. Like, what are some of the ways that y'all get over that? Because I know I've had a few things. It's just, sometimes it's tough to get over.
Yeah, man. Just to kind of open up a little bit, for everybody out there, it's me and my wife are going through some really difficult times right now. We're currently separated, technically, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, it's that, and talking about this, you know, the disappointment of what I wanted our lives to be versus what it is right now. You know, it's so hard to deal with that. And then you start praying about it, and then God doesn't do what you think he should do. So now you're disappointed about that as well. So it's tough, man. It's really, really hard to stay focused on God when you're dealing with everything that you're dealing with.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And as a friend, it's hard to watch that happen, you know, and, you know, I almost get disappointed for you. Or I almost, you know, I think we all struggle when each other struggles, you know, but we've got family, you know, that surround us, our group, you know, that can help lift each other up at least.
And that's huge. I mean, that's been amazing to have the people that I have in my life to help me with that.
Oh yeah. Tyler,
it'll go one way. I mean, it'll go whatever God's will is, man, is way to go. That's just the way it'll be.
Yeah. And I know that's one good thing about Tyler, you know, is he, even though sometimes, you know, he's a bit younger than the rest of us, but, you know, I think he does really good at being able to kind of step in and really help out, man, and just be a good friend and a good shoulder to lean on and a good friend to just, you know, even if he doesn't have the answers, just be there. And Tyler, I did want to ask you.
Nobody's going to have the answers. I mean, it's...
Right. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know what to say, man. And Tyler, I wanted to ask you how hard is it for you to do that, to be that friend? Because you seem to be that friend, you know, for a lot of people. A lot of people kind of lean on you. How hard is it for you to be that friend while you also deal with disappointment?
For me, I feel like I've dealt with disappointment a lot. And for me, you know, combating disappointment, I feel like it comes with that. You've got to be prepared. And it's kind of sad to think like that, but just, you know, I don't want to say you need to expect to be disappointed, but you need to be prepared for whatever happens, whatever situation it is. And I always lean on that regardless of what happens, God will work it out one way or the other.
Right.
So it's not much that I really need to worry about other than what I'm doing in the present. But really, it's just, you know, I'm a very practical and realistic person. And I was just talking about this earlier. I'm not the type of person that I get my hopes up a lot. I try to keep myself like really kind of
down
to earth about that stuff. So that way, just in case things don't, you know, happen the way I want it to, you know, I can handle that. And I'm not coming from an emotional high and just being dumped on. And I find that to be kind of rewarding if things do work out in how I plan, because I'm not like setting myself up to be disappointed, but I'm kind of setting myself up to, you know, just be ready just in case it doesn't go my way. And then when it does, it, you know, I find myself even more excited because it's almost like I proved myself wrong or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, like you said, just
really, it's just mentally preparing.
Right. It's hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. You know, make sure that you've got your ducks in a row for if something does happen. But of course, we know that God's got us no matter what. We know that he's going to make all things work for the good. We know that it's going to turn out and be better than we ever imagined. But that doesn't make it any easier to go through those things. It doesn't make that any easier. You know, it drives me crazy. You know, Christians will throw out those scriptures at you and while you're in the middle of it. And it's like, yeah, I know that, but it still makes it hard and difficult.
I think about James chapter 3, where it says, you know, consider it pure joy when we go through these things. And of course, that's not a direct quote because I can't directly quote scripture, but it says basically that, you know, you're supposed to consider it pure joy when you go through these trials and tribulations. But like you said, when you're in that, when you're in the middle of that, it's so difficult. Like yesterday was the first Sunday in years that I can remember I didn't want to go to church. I don't want to do anything. It's hard for me to get out of bed in the morning. Like I don't even know what to do.
Right.
So my prayer life has been just, God, help me. Just help me through this. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all that you can have, man. You kind of at the end of your rope and it's just like, all right, God, like, I just don't know what to do at this point. I don't know what to do anymore. And like we said, it's good to have that family and that group of friends that's there for you in the midst of that, you know, being able to kind of lean on them and say, hey, what, you know, I know you don't have the answers, but man, let me just talk to you. So what are,
I was watching
go ahead.
Sermon. Oh, my bad. I was watching a sermon from Sean Johnson, the pastor of Red Rocks, and there's one he's talking about. I can't remember exactly what the title was, but something like, you know, like something about, you know, the next chapter or something like that. And he's talking about, you know, being kind of what we're talking about, like, you know, what's going to be next, what to expect, especially if we're going through rough times. We got to remember what God's pulled us out of in the past, and we can also kind of lean on that as kind of proof and evidence of what God can do. Like, we can go back into past situations and scenarios that we've been in and look at where we're at now and say, God pulled us out of that. Surely he can pull me out of this.
Right. That's good. Yeah. That's, you know, I talked about it Sunday. You know, we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, just remembering the things that God has brought you through, not just what you're in right now, but man, you know what? I may be in the middle of this right now, but God has brought me through so much worse than this, you know, and God has brought me afar, and remembering those things and not letting that leave your mind of, you know, God has brought me through a lot. He's going to bring me through this. I'm not going to have to worry about this anymore. You know, I know that God's got this.
Yeah. And so, then, you know, the false saying a lot of Christians say is God never gives you more than you can handle. And that's absolutely false. He gives you more than you can handle, because that brings you to a realization that you have to lean on him.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
The situation is bigger than yourself, so you have no choice but to lean on him.
Right. Yeah, that's how we're built. We're built with something missing on the inside. That's the whole point. Like that's we are built to worship him because there's something on us that is missing unless we are worshiping our creator. Like that's the whole point. So yeah. So kind of segueing from that. So what are some of the things and some of the ways that you guys maybe when you don't have those friends, like maybe it's late at night or maybe, you know, you just don't want to bug anybody. What is a way that y'all find that you can use kind of an outlet or a hobby or something that you can do to try to not escape the disappointment, but try to kind of take your mind off of it, even for a few moments?
Well, my favorite distraction is TV, movies. You know, that's always, since I was a teenager, that's kind of been my escape from whatever I needed to distract myself from. So I'll just put on a good movie and just kind of get lost in that for a little while. It doesn't always work, but it definitely, that's kind of my go-to.
Right. That's one of mine too. Yeah, for sure. Tyler, I know yours is music for sure. I know we've talked about this many times, but okay. So I'm going to take music for you, Tyler, off the table.
No. Man, I don't really know. It really is just anything I can do in that moment to take my mind off it. If it's late at night and Liv's asleep and I've got stuff on my mind, I will go on YouTube and find something that piques my interest. You know, like right now, you know, diving into learning more about the tech stuff or whatever. So I've got stuff on my mind. I'll go watch videos on, you know, church technology, stuff like that. Or, you know, if I'm at home and lives at work, I'll play around with the dogs, or I'll just find something to, it's for me, it's just a matter of taking my mind off of it.
Yeah.
Just for a little bit. Cause I've learned that it's one thing to think about something, but it's another to just keep dwelling on it.
Right. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's the whole point of getting that hobby and getting that outlet that you can kind of not let it go away, because I feel like that's where a lot of people fall into drugs and alcoholism and things like that, is when they try to escape it and they try to just completely act like it's not there. But it's another thing to have something to help take your mind off of it and help just kind of, because we know we will sit and think about it all day long and it's not helping and it's not doing anything and it's just bugging us. That's all it's doing. So I think that being able to take your mind off of it.
There's nothing wrong with not running from it, but just trying to just leave it for a little bit.
Yeah.
I did that while I was in college. I came out of a really horrible relationship and I felt like I just needed to get away. So to take my mind off things, I went to boot camp for the summer.
That'll do it.
Guess that's one way.
It took my mind off things. I had a lot more to worry about.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. And you know,
but coming back from that, I felt so refreshed.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah.
Being able to just take the summer away from everyone. And it was nice because, I mean, we didn't have our phones, so I was away from social media for 3 months. The only communication I had with people was through letters. And it was just real. I remember just coming back to college just so refreshed.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Cause like you said, and you almost have a new appreciation for what you took the time away from, yeah. You know, to where it's not just right there. You're just like, oh man, okay. Now I got a whole new outlook on life and you can kind of almost reset, just a little distance, take yourself and then reset and then come back and be like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like, and that can be a healthy thing in certain aspects, but it could be a unhealthy thing in others. There's some things you just can't take yourself away from and go, I just need a reset. Like there's some things you just can't do that. Yeah. You know, you have responsibilities and, yeah. You know,
I feel like in those situations, I feel like in those situations, it's past the point of let me take my mind off it and, you know, refresh. Yeah, I feel like it's kind of in certain levels depending on what you're dealing with, but I feel like at a certain point you're past the I gotta step away, just clear my mind. Like it's you're at the point of no return. You need to deal with it.
Right. Oh yeah.
Just get it done.
Well, we all know people in our life that that's what they do when they come to a situation, they run away from it instead of finding like a healthy outlet. Their outlet is to just get away from it. And the situation, it doesn't fix itself. You know, it's still there when you come back. It's still waiting on you. It's how a lot of people fall into drug abuse and alcoholism, is they try to escape it and pretend it's not there. But guess what? The next morning when you wake up, that problem, that thing is still there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I know for me, Richard, I'm the same.
Run away from anything.
Right. And I'm the same. I'm movies, video games, like anything I can somewhat like shut my brain off and try to just enjoy is something that I really try to do. I don't do it as much as I'd like to, but I try to do it as much as possible.
Right.
And I know that's a good segue into the segment of That's What's Up. So what is going on in y'all's life? Music, movies, praise and worship, whatever it may be. What are some of the things that you've done this week in the last 7 days to help get your mind off of just life?
And
take your time.
Well, I bought a TV VCR combo from Mike before he left. So I dusted that off and watched a few VHS movies that I haven't seen in years. So that was cool.
Classics.
Yeah, I did watch some classics. I watched Three Musketeers with Kiefer Sutherland, Bone Collector with Denzel, and Catch Me If You Can with the great Tom Hanks.
That's some good movies right there.
I thought you were going to see the great Leonardo DiCaprio.
I didn't say that. You're right. I should not ever say great and Leo DiCaprio together.
Okay. Okay. Now, okay. Richard. Okay. That is a absolute terrible take. Wow.
Talk about false teachings.
That's bad, man. That's bad. So Tom Hanks, really, over Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes, all day long, twice on Sunday.
You know this isn't 1983, right?
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, okay. So like,
what's wrong with 83?
Nothing. I'm just saying, like, Tom Hanks outside of, you know, early 80s, early 90s. I mean, really?
Moving on. Tyler, what do you got?
Just saying.
No. We got to address this.
Right. Look, just like,
pray for me.
Just, we cannot run away from these issues.
Right, Richard. You got to meet them head on, man. Come on.
Cannot clear your head about this.
That's funny.
Gum. Leo. Anyways.
What do you got, Tyler?
Man. I don't know how I'll top that.
I know.
We list our
darn. Darn diddy darn darn.
I got a darn.
Dang. There you go. Yeah, we listed our house last Friday. Or it might have been like officially listed online today, I guess. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it's getting listed. We're fixing it up. Currently working on, we got plumber come to fix a leak probably tomorrow. So I still got to go get a part for it. We're doing some painting. Just cleaning stuff up, making it look nice, because they're going to have to come to the house and take pictures of the inside for the online listings. We had a guy actually come today. I guess he's a friend of the real estate agent that we're working with. She's got her own company. I guess the guy that came today, he's friends with one of her agents, and he flips houses. Just randomly came by, and I was like, I heard this was getting listed. I just want to take a look around. And he was like, you know, when y'all get it fixed up, shoot me a text and I'll make you an offer.
I'll make you an offer you couldn't refuse.
Oh, that's been one time.
Never seen those movies.
Ah, that's crazy.
You've never seen Scarface? Neither have I.
I've never seen.
That's not Scarface.
None of the Godfather. I've never seen none of the Godfather movies. I've never seen the Casino and what was the other like big mafia. Well, I've never seen Scarface, just for the record. I've never seen any of them.
So. Man, missing out, man.
No. Is that, no. Yeah, I feel bad.
Missing out.
He sounds like he feels bad.
Right, terrible. Yeah, so for us, we just got done watching the new Ghostbusters movie, which was pretty good.
We don't care.
Pretty good. It was about a seven and a half out of ten. Not bad. Not as good as the last one, but still pretty good.
That's I remember the last one. Like you were on cloud nine after you watched that one, so. Now you're just like, it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. And I was a little bummed out.
I feel like you called it, though.
Yes, I'm telling you, man.
I'm pretty sure you said something about it not being as good.
I was seeing the preview, and I'm like, I don't know. But I was bummed out when I first got there because they didn't have the ghost trap popcorn bucket. They didn't have that, so that knocked off about a half a point right there.
Dang. Because the theater didn't have a merchandising thing.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the movie.
It had everything to do with it. I was not happy.
That's messed up.
Man.
Man. Sorry, Bill Murray, but there was no popcorn tub. So.
And that was another one of my, that took another half point or a full point off, is that he wasn't in it very much.
Oh, really?
Like, he was there, but I mean, it was.
Yeah, they played it out. I saw the previews. They played him up pretty big in the preview. I feel like he was in half the preview.
I mean, it was maybe 5 minutes total.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't very happy with it. Yeah, which they had. Oh gosh, what? I'll have to remember. But it was still pretty good. It was good laughs. It was fun. I still think the kids are really good at it. They had all the returning kids, and of course Paul Rudd is awesome. So it was pretty decent, man. And I haven't got to play it yet, but I also have Dragon's Dogma 2. I pre-ordered it, so I've got it on PS5. So I'll be doing that this week as well.
How excited are we for Beetlejuice 2?
It's very, like, my excitement level for that movie, I don't think could be any higher right now.
Is that just because your girlfriend's going to be in it?
That is, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
She was almost Winona Simmons, and then she missed out.
That's a lot. That's a lot, babe. This is not true. This is all lies.
He would have brought her a cake with 16 candles on it.
16 candles. That's funny. But yeah, I couldn't be anymore. And I am excited for this week. King Kong and Godzilla. What is it called? I can't remember what it's called, but the new King Kong Godzilla is coming out Thursday. So I will be like with my butt
one or something like that
in a theater seat watching that movie.
Yeah.
Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Michael does with his free time now.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Goes to the movie theater.
Absolutely. It's right down the street.
I can't even be mad about it.
Oh, I'm surprised. I'm surprised I haven't seen a city church about a post on Facebook about a movie night.
Oh, I know, right?
Oh, we talked about it. We talked about it yesterday.
I was like, I might just drive down to Alabama for bowling night.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be a blast.
Bowling the other night.
No, you didn't. I didn't play.
Oh, you didn't go. No, that's Jim. That's Jim.
How are you? What?
I beat what in the? Because I wasn't there.
Wow.
Shooting was bad. Shooting was really bad.
Yeah, that's funny. He said, I'll beat you. I'll beat Richard Bowling. Oh, wait a second. He wasn't even there. I tell you what.
So technically, the statement is still true.
Is it though?
You think to be in competition, you got to be present for the competition.
Do you though?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Well, what else is on y'all's hearts?
Man, chicken strips.
Chicken tendies?
Chicken strips. That's what's for supper tonight.
Chicky nuggy?
I don't know what we're going to eat for supper.
I tell you what, man. Well, I tell you, man, I love y'all, and we sure do.
Stuff with the church.
You what?
Okay, bye.
I said we're doing a bunch of stuff at the church. We got lots of planning that we're doing.
Planning.
The church has been planted. Swear.
Sorry.
It's being planted.
Yeah. Doing quite a bit.
Well, good, man. Good. Staying busy. Doing your thing. That's what I'm talking about.
The thing.
That's what's up, man. Well, I sure do miss y'all. And I say I'll talk to you later, but I'm literally going to talk to you in 4 minutes anyway. So it's all good. Yeah. We got a Zoom meeting coming up.
Oh, crap. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyler Dunn forgot about it.
That has shocked nobody.
Listen.
Yeah, we're listening. Go ahead.
Calm down. Calm down.
I would say don't be mad at me, but you're going to forget tomorrow anyway.
Hey, listeners, we just want to thank you for your continued support for the Almost Brothers podcast. Do us a favor and go to your favorite platform and rate us and like us and share with everyone that you know. Thank you so much. Love you.